Many leave home to study, and for some that doesn't just mean another city, it can mean another country. Amsterdam is one of the places that's becoming increasingly popular as a destination for a sort of tuition tourism.
So High Renaissance, referring to Italy between 1500 and 1520.
Today, at Amsterdam University College, you can study in English.
And it's got the patron on the left.
This is one of the courses deliberately designed to attract applicants from all over the world, including the UK. At the start of this month, Emily left Colchester to begin a degree here.
It was really scary at first, but as soon as I met everyone, it was absolutely fine. Everyone was really friendly. Everyone speaks English as well, so it's not hard to get around and get by here.
And several Dutch colleges want others to follow that path to Holland. Here at the University of Amsterdam, there's still a relatively small number of British students, but the amount has doubled between last year and this, and they expect the numbers to increase considerably when tuition fees rise in the UK next year.
In Holland, as in many EU countries, we made an agreement that we should maintain accessible tuition fees for EU citizens.
The cost of a university education in the Netherlands does vary, but most charge about €1,700 a year, and it's far from the cheapest place to study in Europe. German universities charge about €1,000, while in some countries like Denmark you don't pay fees at all. And with universities in the UK charging up to £9,000 from next year, these sixth form students at Newcastle College say they're looking abroad.
Because I know that I can't live with that amount of debt. I can't push it to the back of my head. So I'd much rather just pay like under €2,000.
I think the beginning of last year when I started looking, about four of my five choices for unis were in England, and now three of them are abroad.
Of the British students currently going to university in Amsterdam, many are doing postgraduate courses or on exchange programmes, but they're divided over whether they would have come here at the age of 18.
To come here with none of the kind of the comforts and supports you would automatically have at home is, it'd be pretty scary for me.
You're going to university and you're getting yourself out of your comfort zone anyway by going somewhere different. So you may as well go abroad, save on tuition fees, and also meet so many different people.
But the cost of living is relatively high, and there are differences in culture and diet.
The food is a lot more expensive, and everything seems to revolve around bread, which is great, but I'm a bit bored of it. Yeah.
The next 12 months should give a better idea of whether people are willing to give up those home comforts to save on their education.